Okay. We seem to be up. Well, at least we're streaming. And I think the first thing we should do is start the arc. Yeah, what the heck? All right, check. Not sure what this is. Check one. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Let's try that again. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Close enough for government work. Okay. Yeah, let's get to the other computer here. Oh, wait, this, probably needs to be, move the keyboard over here. That way, I can, well, first thing, I'm gonna close out mix here. And, start mix again, save this Drive-By Truckers. I'm gonna save the Drive-By Truckers playlist here. Trucker. Oh, wait. I ain't check Big Stir Records, see if they have anything new. Gotta do it now. See, the legal matter is, this is, he's in the bowling alley, probably not gonna come for the next, at least it's January 23rd, okay, well, we're not gonna go there. Mood Elder was released. Yeah, nothing new from Big Stir Records. So, oh yeah, we've relaunched Mix, so I'm going to enable live broadcasting. It's 49 minutes past the hour, so we need to get the parodies going here. Let's see. Parodies. Ah, here we go. Bruce's Gay New Year's Day parody. So, yeah, we'll do this one. Oh, I don't think we have the levels correct. So we need to do this open volume mixer. Oh, it's close to the correct. Now it is. Now, should be able to get things going here. Yeah. Anyway, here's a parody.
Eh,
there's a rumor that Bruce is gay, and it's true, that's what I say. He will seduce you if you go astray. All I know is that Bruce is gay. Yeah, Bruce is gay. He will go down on you now. He will go down on you now. He thinks that Ringo is fly, and I don't know the reason why. He's on the beach and hitting on you, and you wonder if you're going to screw. You may just be due. You and Bruce are two, though you're both men. He will go down on you now. He will go down on you now.
Giving a speech. but Bruce is so smooth and within reach. And you notice his hair is heavily bleached. But you might get Bruce to spend the night. Your wife left because you two had a fight. And you still wonder what it's like to be thick as Bruce's prick. And you manage to get Bruce into your bed. Now that image will be in my head, and I can't escape it, no matter what. Tell me about the time that Bruce met the Count. Or when Irving told Bruce it was time to dismount. Or a story about Bruce and Mary Gate.
The Alperman stores up cheese cubes and soda, getting ready for LTUAE. He's getting frustrated and helping his mother. He can't seem to get her to fix the TV. Let's face it, it's Flair again. Let's face it, he is whining. Let's face it, it's Flair again. Let's face it, he might chance again. Now Blair is going into town, but the bridge he was taking is sadly out. He'll go home and binge watch Lost in iCarly, make DTMF boards without a doubt. Let's face it, it's Flair again. Let's face it, he is whining. Let's face it, it's Flair again. Let's face it, he might chant again. Now Blair is raging about the election. He cannot believe that Biden has won. But now he's concerned of the gathering storm, because now Sandy has gotten a gun. Let's face it, it's Flair again. Let's face it, he is whining. Let's face it, it's Flair again. Let's face it, he might chant again. Let's face it, it's Flair again. Let's face it, he is whining. Let's face it, it's Flair again. Let's face it, he might chant again. Let's face it, it's Flair again. Let's face it, he is whining. Let's face it, it's Flair again. Let's face it, he might chant again. Let's face it, it's Flair again. Let's face it, he is whining.
Better get rid of Sandy. She's a real pain. She really does drive me insane. Somebody get rid of Sandy. You better tell her to leave. She won't take a hint. The stuff she threw away it was worth a min. Somebody get rid of Sandy. Somebody get rid of Sandy. She gave Blair a really dirty look, and now she's logging onto Facebook. Better lock the door, keep her out, let there be more people, is there any doubt? Somebody get rid of Sandy, somebody get rid of Sandy, somebody get rid of Sandy. Before she gets the gun.
Dedicated to the memory of Brad Clark. The next show for Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. The last show of the year. It's New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Eve Eve. New Year's Eve Eve. Yeah, it's like, it's something like that. It's the eve of New Year's Eve. So let's see. So it's in the IRC here. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird@eHH.us, channel pound Skyscanner. So I didn't have a Christmas show, which I was going to do on Christmas Eve, but I have an explanation for it. I was depressed. I was so depressed that I watched television. I watched television for about 2 hours. I read a book. Then I decided that the inertia was even too much for me. So I went downstairs, wrapped presents for about an hour and 15 minutes. Got done by about, quarter to midnight. I don't know what I did after that. I probably, read something and watched TV again. So I went to bed. Bottom line is, I'm going to have a secret stream probably tomorrow night. I don't know if anybody is netcasting tomorrow night. But yeah, I'm gonna do like the complete Let It Be in parodies. Wait a second. Oh, here we go. We load the playlist here. Import playlist. All right, that's good. Oh, by the way, I bought a new wireless access point. This is locked. Why is it not moving? Close window. Now I'm going to move this over here. I can do this. No, it's not working. Why is that? Let me get rid of some of the extra applications here. Okay, we got rid of that. Oh, we need to get rid of this. Get rid of Microsoft Store. Now, volume mixer is set. I don't need that. Oh, here, yeah. We can move this over to where it should be. There we go. And move mix over to the appropriate place. That's pretty good. Alright. So, what are we talking about? The news? We have some good news articles here. Putin, attack. I'm looking at this on Ground News. Here. Okay, here we go. U.S. launches intelligence review over drone attack on Putin's residence. Peace in the Ukraine war. France fries. No, so basically, the collective West. Everybody except the collective West has decided that the Putin attack, the Putin drone attack on his residence was valid. I think it's valid too. Because consistent with Ukraine's past activities, Zelensky declared that he wanted Putin to die. So that seems pretty close. That seems circumstantial evidence, not clear and convincing evidence that this happened. What do we have here? This week on the next show, Somali fraud explodes, re-stream songs about Portland, This Day in Music, a.k.a. This Day in Music, a.k.a. Number 6 is Unimpressive Time Machine, Future Artists, Drive-By Truckers, and finally, the top 25 of 2025. We had to get through it tonight because it's the last show of the year. So we're going to do that. We're going to do that and more in this week's, the next show. So I'm going to at least cue the intro here. Let me see if this is running here. Recording NJ Low Mount Point, recording NJ Radio Mount Point. Not really a problem. So, yeah, we launched the intro.
No, you animals, Crafty is number one. Number 6 joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number 6.
Well, that's number 6.
Was that 6 last week?
Please play number 6 tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number 6.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
are coming. Dave's not here.
No, it was 6.
It was heaven's problem, adjusting to his tone status.
So please don't play number 6 tonight.
Back to 6 for a minute.
Give me a link, number 6. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number 6, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number 6. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
This next song is dedicated to Nick Reiner. It's The Tubes. I think it's pretty appropriate.
Yeah. Thank you. yourself first. It's good to be right.
See, it would have been better if this has been New Year's Eve, but I think that was last year we had a show on New Year's Eve, but okay, here we go. Dave's having an open relationship with his mic. My mic is open. Is that true? Okay. Oh, yeah, that was when I was doing misunderstanding. There must be some misunderstanding. Woo! Anyway, that was the Specials, and Enjoy Yourself is later than you think. Cover version of that song from More Specials, released in 1980. Before that, we were Genesis and Misunderstanding from Duke. At least I played that song because I was looking at a video by Robert Fiffen where he was doing his deep dive into albums that were released in 1983, and he said that when the self-titled album was released, he was born in 1973, so he was only 10 years old, so he thought that was like the debut album of Genesis. He didn't know about the history of Genesis. He didn't know about Duke. He didn't know about Abacab. He didn't know about, Nursery Crime, Foxtrot. He didn't know about Selling England by the Pound. Or, Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. Which is like, Lamb Lies Down on Broadway is like, probably one of the classics of progressive rock. But he didn't know about that. So I played Misunderstanding. We heard Graham Parker and Discovering Japan from Squeezing Out Sparks, released on Arista Records in 1979. I think it was his first album on Arista. We heard Blake Babies and Temptation Eyes, cover version of a Grassroots song from Rosie Jack World EP, released in 1991. And I think that was the last release from Blake Babies. And we started things off with the Tubes and the X-Brigade version of White Punks on Dope from their self-titled debut album, released in 1975, the 2021 remaster. So anyway, yeah. Well, I think like I'm probably gonna do like a. Oh, here we go. Ukraine isn't an old country anyway. Ukraine is what happens when you put an actor in charge. At least if they have any news here. Oh, here we go. Quality Learning Center. First domino to fall. This is from ZeroHedge.com. Quality Learning Center, first domino to fall. A Somali-linked Minneapolis daycare scandal shocks the nation. By Tyler Durden. The dominoes are beginning to fall in the Democratic-run stronghold of Minneapolis, where federal investigators were on the ground earlier today as part of an expanded investigation into child care centers and other widespread alleged fraud schemes by Somali-linked operators. By the evening, Nick Shirley, the citizen journalist who brought the empty child care companies, is in the national spotlight with the video that has received 121 million views in just 3 days. Revealed that one of the Somali-linked child care centers had been shut down by the Minnesota Department of Children. Earlier today, there's a tweet. Breaking, no more leering. Quality Leering Center has been shut down. Journalism that actually creates actual change. Boom! Earlier today, the Quality Leering Center, and yes, it is supposed to be learning. The owner's son blamed the misspelling on a graphic designer. Here we go. This is a tweet from Colin Rugg. The Quality Learning Center in Minneapolis is now trucking in children after Nick Shirley's viral video, according to the New York Post. The Post reports that the parking lot of the infamous Quality Learning Center is now bustling with kids. We've never seen kids go... we've never seen kids go in there until today. That parking lot is empty all the time, and I was under the impression that the place is permanently closed, the local said. About 20 kids are seen streaming in and out of the center, according to the Post. You do realize there's supposed to be 99 children here in the building, and there's no one here, Shiller said in this. Isn't it Christmas break? Anyway, yeah, the only son, Ali Ibrahim, claims Shirley came in before they opened is blaming the graphic designer for messing up the sign. What I understand, the owner's dealt with the graphic designer. He did it incorrectly. I didn't think it was a big issue, Ibrahim said. Video, New York. Yeah, it's a video there. Anyway, yeah, that's Paul Leary's our first domino to fall as a smaller linked Minneapolis daycare center shocks the nation. Minnesota is so effed. Anyway, probably should get to it's 40 minutes past the hour, so probably should get to the day of music before we fall too far behind, so let me cue the intro here.
Chronicling this day in music on the next show.
And let me see if I can find the I have to scroll down a little bit here. Scroll. Oh, yeah. Where is it? Here it is. Today we're celebrating the birthday of Bo Diddley. He was born December 30th, 1928. He won't be celebrating his birthday, however. He died in 2008. Anyway, we commemorate his birthday.
I was born one night about 12 o'clock. I come in this world playing a gold guitar. My papa walk around sticking out his chest. Oh, the mama, this boy, he gonna be a mess. Yeah. My little guitar sound. Now some of them said I had what it takes. If I keep on practice, I'd be famous one day. Woo, I'm a mess. I'm a killer dealer. Drove up with four headlights. Now a man stepped out with a long cigar. He said, stand in line and I can make you a star. I said, well, what's in it, man? What's in it for me? He said, I play your guitar, son, and wait and see. Yeah, I am. Girls like me. They say it's crazy. Sound nice. My first engagement was in Chicago. I played for some people I'd never seen before. It was good too. We'll be right back.
Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Then the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. She was only a girl, I know that well, but still I could not see. That the hold that she had was much stronger than the love she felt for me. But staying with her and my little bit of wisdom broke down her desires like a light through a prism into yellows and blues and a tune that I could not have sung. Though the essence is gone, I have no tears to cry for her, and my only thoughts of her kind. Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Then the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. For Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run.
pretension is to run by Aqualung. Watching through the railing as they play. Run that baby, find it hard to get along. With a poor man's wrinkles, then you'll go and press on. See the rich man's feelers, but a baby's good and strong. Is the Robin Hood.
That was Jethro Tull and Cross-Eyed Mary from Aqualung. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of, scroll down here. Today is the birthday of Clive Bunker, British rock drummer Clive Bunker, the original drummer in the British band Jethro Tull between 1967 and 1971. And He played drums on that song. Just FYI. Before that, we heard Tracy Ullman and Breakaway from the Stiff Records box. That was originally released in 1984. We find that on the compilation, the Stiff Records box set. And that's compared to the fact that today is the birthday of Tracy Ullman, born December 30th. 1959, so she's 66 years old today. That's pretty old. British-American actress, comedian, singer Tracy Ullman. She had the... The 1983 UK number 2 single, They Don't Know, as well as other hits, recording, including a recording of Doris Day's Move Over Darling and a version of Madness's My Girl, which he changed to My Guy. Ullman emigrated from the United Kingdom to the United States. She would go on to star in her own network television comedy series, Tracy Ullman Show, from 1987 to 1990. She also appeared in the first appearance of the long-running animated media franchise, The Simpsons. So anyway, before that, we heard David Bowie and his cover version of The Who's I Can't Explain. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is some anniversary or something. The Kinks, The Who, Man for Man, and The Hollies, Jerry and the Pacemakers all appear on tonight's episodes of the US TV show Shindig. We heard Michael Nesmith of the First National Band and Joanne from Magnetic South. Originally released in 1970. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Michael Nesmith. Born December 30th, 1942. He won't be celebrating his birthday, however, because he died from heart failure on December 10th, 2021, age 78. We heard Southside Johnny in the Asbury Jukes, and this time is for real, title track from that album, and that's to commemorate the fact that today is, oh, here, today is the birthday of Kenny Penelfalo. From the Jersey Shore group, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, born December 30th, 1940, so he's 85 years old today. We heard Traveling Wilburys and their cover version of Del Shannon's Runaway from Traveling Wilburys collection, and that's compared to the fact that today is the birthday of Del Shannon, born December 30th, 2025. He'll not be celebrating his birthday, however, because he took his own life February 8th, 1990, by shooting himself with a .22 caliber rifle at his home in Santa Clarita, California. That's too bad, because supposedly he was he's going to like be part of the Traveling Wilburys. But he didn't, because he snuffed it. And we started to go with Bo Diddley and the story of Bo Diddley from, that was originally released in 1959, but that was from the compilation ABC of the Blues. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Bo Diddley, born December 30th, 1928. He will not be celebrating his birthday, however, because he died, from heart failure, June 2nd, 2008, age 79. So, yeah. So, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eaaah.us. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero. We're playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for about a day or so. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Oddly enough, you survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back in hour number two of the show, featuring theme time, songs about Portland, and also the New Music Express, such that it exists. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show. On Radio Free Digital.
Radio.
Radio. You are listening to Radio Free Digital.
Free Digital. Oh my God. RFD.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hi, this is the Impaler speaking to you with his voice, live from Impaler Control. It's been a very busy year, and I really wish that I could be with all of you on this wonderful festive holiday season. But things are what they are, so I will at least take time and say have a very blessed, blessed holiday season. Whether you celebrate Christmas, Yule, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, doesn't matter. May that which you follow bless you this season. And may you have a very prosperous, productive, and effective 2013. Blessed holidays from Impaler Control.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent,
I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dishonance. Talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal, too much music you've never heard before, too many long, boring economic lectures. Tell my friends and you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right, instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
This is Blair Alper, host of Life, the Universe, and Everything. Well, it's finally December 2012, and the lady and I will be spending our Christmas waiting for the Mayan gods to return, and hopefully we won't have to deal with a 2013.
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
You're supposed to be here at 2. It's now 5:53. No, take your time. Take your time. Do you want some bottled water? Maybe a foot rub? All right. I like that, boo. Let's keep this still. Let's keep this tempo. I got about 3 more minutes, and then we go into overtime. So we're going to have to do this live. Okay, here we go. Little baby. Okay, I did it. You're warming up. Go ahead and warm up. I blew my drum for Michael. Can we turn him down in the? Is he playing restless? This fella here playing hot for teacher. Is this hot for teacher? I found my pencil. Give me something to write on, man. No, don't record that. I was just... Okay, let's... Solo! Me and my drum.
Rock it like this.
Good. You're fired, Bottle Rose. Michael, we're going to go with my keyboard version. Can we make something out of that? Just loop it. It'll be fine.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill Show. So join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
Decca has always been on the forefront of advanced recording techniques, and its Dynamic sound system was a forerunner of multi-track stereo recording. Using this system in 1966, Decca launched the DRAM label, releasing sophisticated, easy-listening albums. But singles released on DRAM in the 60s were anything but easy-listening. From the first release, Happy New Year by Beverly, which established DRAM as the home for progressive, exciting pop with unknowns such as David Bowie and Cat Stevens. The Moves' Night of Fear was released on DRAM in December 1966 and made number two in the charts. Many highly collectible psychedelic singles were released on DRAM that never had a home on the Decca label. Bands such as Virgin Sleep and the Crochet Donut Ring. But amongst the many hits on DRAM was the first single by Procol Harum. A record that went on to be number one around the world and is certified as the most played record ever on UK radio. DRAM carried on releasing records and having hits until the early 1980s, but will always be remembered as one of the first groundbreaking alternative record labels.
Enjoy yourself.
eyes crawled away. Splashing the window, a fresh view. Primary flesh, flesh primary. A meal like a cup, a toast I'd make to what begins on hearsay. In resolution, dust mounts eternal. Calendar queen, mother numerical, doesn't believe in throwing Christmas cards away. Or anything moved, perhaps a furniture, while the homeless snooze and took its shirts for years to hear eternities. They waved goodbye to careless gestures gone away to what began.
Yeah, ow. That song has a sudden ending. That was Guided by Voices and What Begins on New Year's Day from August by Cake, released in 2017. And we started things off with Prince Buster and his cover version of Enjoy Yourself from King of Ska. Actually, when that was released, probably in the 60s. But anyway, that's from the King of Ska compilation. Right now, yeah, we should get back to the playlist here. Yeah, here's the next show. Okay, well, anyway, oh, this is the wrong, this, not the right place. Here we go. Yeah, anyway, it's 25 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the theme time segment of the show before we fall too far behind.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
Yes, this week we're expanding our travelogue. We're going north to Portland. What do you think when you think about Portland? I think about, like, homeless people and drug addicts. But on the plus side, I guess it's something. Like my hometown, probably people don't actually have any impression of it. So I guess there's some impression, even though it's a negative one. So anyway, I don't know what the definitive Portland song is, but anyway, I think we're going to start with the Replacements. The song is called Portland.
Share an airplane ride for lunch. Sitting in between a ghost and a walking bowl of punch. Can you play a little hunch? Predicting a delay on landing. Well, I predict we'll have a drink. Lost my money on the first hit. Got burned on the back chain. Turn back, here we go.
caught down in a southern trust. Hey, look at the funny monkey. What a silver it's come. In your silver tooth trust. In your second hand clothes. Trust no one, I suppose. It's too late to turn back. Here we go.
play the fool? Did you play the game? Does it matter when it all works out the same? Did it all go wrong when they poured the drinks that strong? 'Cause it seems like all the joy has flown away. Knocking on each other's door. I think about it now. It was different then somehow. And in the broad daylight, it all seemed kind of strange. Almost wish that I could stay. 'Cause this perfect late afternoon.
Yes, that was California Guitar Trio and Portland Rain from Andromeda, released in 2010. Before that, we heard Bill Fox in Portland Town from Transit Byzantium, released in 1998. We heard Black Marble and Portland U from Is Immaterial, released in 2016. Volume 12, released in 2009. We heard Mac DeMarco and Portland from Five Easy Hot Dogs, released in 2023. And we started things off with The Replacements, Don't Tell a Soul, released in 2008. Is that right? Let me check. Don't.